Ryan.com.
And Kathy Dosnell, along with outgoing Manhattan City Commissioner, and do I dare list everything you've done, Karen? Outgoing
no.
Mayor two times. She's been mayor. She's been on the Riley County Commission twice, the county commission chair. Truly a public servant, Karen, and you're going to take a break from that in a way, although you're still going to be very busy from what I understand.
Yeah, I really am, and I have a lot of things I'd like to do. I'd like to see more public art in Manhattan. I am on the ATTA board right now, but they meet on Tuesdays, which is kind of a busy night for me. So after I go off the city commission, I can go to those. I'm very supportive of public transportation, and I certainly don't mean to stop pushing for mental health. Usha's done a wonderful job to take over for me, but I want to make sure that we get that stabilization place here. So that kind of thing. But, you know, looking back, some of the things you do, you don't even realize turn out well. And one of those is the overlook on Snyder Highway. When I was first a commissioner, I knew nothing about what I was doing, but KDOT offered to do that overlook. And I thought the other two commissioners, who were super nice guys, Wilton and Jim Williams, they were concerned about upkeep. And I said, oh, you know, how hard could that be? And then when I saw what they did, what they built, so now every time I drive any place, I have to see if anybody's there. And there usually are people there. And the county's done a really wonderful job of you know, keeping that up. And so
that was just a few years ago. That was actually even before my time.
That was 93. And of course, the first thing that happened when I was a county commissioner is we had a flood. I didn't know county commissioners did floods, but, you know, I got to ride in helicopters and I mostly spent a couple weeks in the basement of the jail getting things for people, like typhoid shots. And we had to get a horse to look at the levee at one point. And then after that, again, not really knowing what we were getting into, but the county bought out a lot of the floodplain things. FEMA offered us this opportunity, and we availed ourselves of that, and we ended up with the Fairmont Park and Hunter Island, a number of things there. And sadly, the city didn't do that, and so we're still having some problems with flood-prone areas. But that was, you know. And then when I was on the city commission, we did... that was a fun group. And one thing we did that I think is really important that we are not doing because of, I would say, public pressure and some of the commissioners, is we did go to meetings together. And you really do need to get to know your fellow commissioners. You're not plotting behind people's backs, but you also need to hear all the new ideas and that kind of thing.
And open meetings laws have really gotten pretty tough. I mean, to be honest with you, I actually attended one of the sessions they had with our own county attorney, Barry Wilkerson. And of course, you got to watch out for that when
yes.
you all go to the same meetings.
But you're allowed to do that.
Sure, as long as you let the media know.
And you're also, you don't talk about city stuff.
Right.
You talk about new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very important. And I went to, as a county commissioner, next time I went to a national meeting and came back with a $3 million Department of Energy grant. For the wind energy and that kind of thing, and the shop solar stuff, and you know, all the energy we got. So you can't, they can pay off. You just have to get one good one. And so I, you know, that was exciting. Of course, I'm a real advocate of planning. And I think many people felt the second, my first term as a county commissioner, I mean, as a city commissioner, we maybe did too many bicycle plans and too many, but they didn't just sit on the shelf. We used them. And, of course, we tried to do rental inspection that time, and it didn't work out. But then I took a kind of a break.
Remind us of the time frame, you know, because I've known you for 16 years. But, I mean, there's people out there, and as you just mentioned, the one thing was before my time.
Uh-huh.
Kind of tell us when you were with the county, when you were with
sure.
the city.
I was with the county from 93 to 97 and the city 97 to 2001. And I was the first mayor of the 21st century. And I think also what's important is I was a woman. And we have seen... most of my career, I have been the only woman, but now I'm really excited that we're seeing more women. Women need to get into government. They really do, and it's something that Sydney and I have worked really hard on trying
Happy
to recruit.
Happy birthday to Sydney today,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
I think she's with her kids someplace, maybe in the Netherlands. So I think efficiency in government, then I took a break. I had kind of a speed bump there in 99 with the Ten Commandments recall. But again, that to me is very interesting because they chose to go after me instead of Bruce, instead of a man. And that's, you know, we're seeing so much right now about sexual harassment and that kind of thing. And it's out there. And there are times when you get very frustrated as a woman when you mention something and everybody goes, so, and then some guy comes up with the same thing. I call it he-peating. And everybody says, whoa, wonderful idea. So the Ten Commandments was really pretty wretched, but we got through it. And I won.
I heard about that. That was before my time, too, but I heard a lot of things about it.
Well, it was kind of, you know, some people were pretty mean. But so I took a break for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I really felt that we needed, the county needed a woman and to get some more efficient things done. The county government needs a manager here. And I'm mad at Dave because I thought he was going to help me get one. You've got three people who are really wonderful people. Well, I'm not including me. But anyway, good people. But they're running a $40 million business without a real manager, being there 2 days a week. So anyway.
And Dave, you can enter in any time you like.
You know, it's an awkward time because I was pretty new.
Yeah.
And I was reticent to move forward because of the cost.
Uh-huh.
Because we had been seeing so many additional things that were thrown onto our laps.
Mm-hmm.
Over, you know, with the health
feds
department
and,
and the federal and all kinds of other things, you know, local decisions from the state. And property taxes continued to go up, mm-hmm. so I was reticent to do it because of the cost factor. But I agree that a manager, if it's affordable,
mm-hmm.
is something that would be a great advancement in how county government is run.
You know, now that I have two former county commissioners here, too, you have to have pretty thick skin, don't you, Karen?
Well, I kind of feel like more people should go to county commission meetings and it should be on TV, like the city's on TV. Quite frankly, you're there for many hours together, and sometimes Mike and Dave just tease you the whole time. But
what? You know, we had a great rapport, though.
We did. We really did. And I, you know, with all this harassment, sexual harassment and stuff that's coming out, there was no sexual harassment to speak of. There was a lot of teasing, but I pushed back as hard as I got. So I never felt, you know, they teased me a lot. And
Dave teases you a lot?
That's my nature.
I know.
And Mike Kearns,
I tease everybody. I tease Mike,
and
too.
And I know what you're talking about because Dave and I have a lot of fun in the mornings, too.
Yeah. Well, and the first time I was elected, I was this, you know, I really didn't know much about it. And I was very green in the environmental type of way. And so the first thing, the lady called me, and she said she had bats in her neighborhood, and so I suggested that she put a bat box up. So I told the commissioners, Wilton and Jim and the staff, and they all just thought that was so funny that they made me, because I was trying to get more recycling done, a battery box to put in the commission, and it's still there. And of course, Mike and Dave gave me my own trash can when I left the county commission last time for my recycling cans, mm-hmm. because I was notorious for going out. County commissioners wander about the county looking at culverts and other exciting things, fence views. One time we did a dust view, which was really amazing. We went out and looked at dust. And I would pick up all of the aluminum cans, and so they gave me my very own receptacle.
We do have a phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please. You're with outgoing Manhattan City and, of course, at Manhattan City Commissioner for now, Karen McCullough. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on the fact that it needs to be on TV. However, the suggestion was made to them that they've got that high-speed IT man down there, and they've got on their GIS, and you can get everything from the county you want to know. All I got to do is put it on there. Then the people of North County wouldn't have to drive down here 30, 40 miles to go to a meeting, and then maybe not have the meeting on time or you know, whatever. But anyway, that suggestion has been made to them, and I know a person that said they'd buy the camera for them. And they've got another camera sitting down there in one of those rooms that will look perfect. There's nothing to do it at all. I don't know why they don't want it on there. It ought to be recorded. Then when we get talking about something, they look in the minutes, and it's put in the minutes of maybe the, who knows, you hear something, write it down. Who knows how you write it down? But it would be documented, just like the city commission or Iowa County Law Board, and then it would be there. I do not understand why they don't do it.
Appreciate the call.
I know what's going on. Thank you.
Very, thanks for calling in. Karen, anything you want to say?
I think it's a good idea that they... I think people might fall asleep because it's kind of like watching paint dry, a lot of it.
You know, Aunt, but the city commission meetings are vastly different from the county commission.
They are. They absolutely are.
And the role of the county commissioner is vastly different from the role of the city commissioner. Yeah. And so there's some differentiation, and you're right. You know, there are sometimes it would be, you know, there'd be paint dry.
Many times.
but you know, one of the things that I, you know, I always interjected, at least I tried to interject a lot of humor into every meeting. And, you know, sometimes you don't understand, you know, that can be taken wrong sometimes.
The public might find you being...
My concern was, you know, it would change the nature of the relationships that are within that county family.
Uh-huh.
But that, you know, transparency obviously is something that I think every elected official should be supportive of.
But I like
the idea that the streaming of the meetings makes, in today's day and age, makes as much more sense as anything, because it would honestly be cheaper to facilitate than it would be televising
meeting. Yeah, right now the Kansas City Star had a number of things about Kansas government not being open.
Yes, we had a story.
And
in
Manhattan got a plus on that, the city commission.
I didn't see that.
I would say I'm very concerned that the county commission minutes now are absolutely not of any interest to anyone, because they don't say, you know, I'll say Dennis Peterson weed report. Well, what did Dennis say? And you do minutes for a number of reasons, but also for historic record. So if we look back and say the city engineer said such and such, we don't know, you know, it's not going to do us any good in 20 years to look back and see what kind of poisons is this weed, you know, director buying, and what kind of quantities and that kind of thing. So I would really hope that this county commission would start doing as they did when Dave and I were there, expanding on their minutes to include what the discussion was about.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It's now 9:33. We'll keep Karen with us another segment. Outgoing Manhattan City Commissioner Karen McCullough with us today. Of course, also previous mayor and city commissioner, county commissioner. And we'll take this break and go ahead and give us a call if you'd like. 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Their bank has earned the highest national commendation for safety and soundness as a Blue Ribbon.